the fundamental thing that, you know, if I have to say anything, modular is not a type of home, it's a type of construction process.
Welcome to the System Build Lifestyle, a special Art of Construction series dedicated to the growing world of off-site construction. Host Devin Tilley, owner of Mountain View Window and Door and founder of the Art of Construction, alongside Audrey Kubesek of Modular SureSite and Connect Home Builders, take listeners on a deep dive through this fascinating subject. Off-site construction techniques are changing the industry. Keep following the System Build Lifestyle series so you don't get left behind.
All right, Modular Unicorn, my superstar that is helping me join the System Build Revolution, we better go start this thing with someone who's been doing it a while, right?
Ken's our guy. He's been around. He's done it. He's been involved. And as I like to say, he's like the digital master of Express Modular.
Awesome. I love on his website where it says modular is the new modern solution.
See, it's all moving in that direction.
Here we go. What's your favorite beverage?
Coke Zero.
Isn't there like a
new... He's trying to use like no calories. He's doing good, right? Yeah.
Isn't there like a new Coke Zero? There's some kind of new Coke thing.
Coke Zero Sugar.
There it is, Zero
so
Sugar.
So I don't know about... What's that mean?
They changed the name because that was the European version.
Oh.
So it's the same
one
thing.
Version of it
fancy.
Now. It's, they say it has a slightly different taste. I can't tell.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Actually, most of the places I travel, I just like to go to lakes, any lake. I have jet skis, and I like to use them up on lakes.
There you go. If you're on the water, any water, huh?
Any water.
That's
awesome.
A nice place.
Well, give us one story of experience of being on the water that was comes to mind.
Actually, I have my parents who are in their 70s, and I convinced them to go out jet skiing with me one day. So I put my mother and my father on a jet ski. And, of course, I go 70 miles an hour every place. I go around a bend, and I look back, and they're not there. And I come back around the corner, and they're not there.
Oh, no.
They had flipped it, and they were all underwater. So I couldn't see the jet ski, so I had to go help them. I had to find a pontooner to help them get back up out of the water so we could get them back to the shore.
Did they get back on, though? Did they do it?
After we pumped out the jet ski because they about sank it.
Oh, man. That's memorable.
That is.
So I remember that one.
I understand that.
All right. Well, tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
In the summer, it's jet skiing. In the fall, it's college football.
All right.
And
who's your
spring,
team?
College is West Virginia or WVU or Virginia Tech.
Nice.
Either way.
All right. College football,
it
keeps getting bigger and bigger, that's for
it.
Sure. Well, we got to know a little bit about Ken Semler. Tell us about your company, Express Modular, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Express Modular is a nationwide modular home company. We're licensed, registered in 41 states. We do modular construction, like I say, across the country. So we are licensed from Maine to California, from Florida to Washington State. We really started actually born out of the recession. Express Modular was born out of me doing it the old way. And I'm going to say the old way within modular construction. Where I'm physically located, we had to work in four states. So I did turnkey. I was your consummate typical contractor. I had 25 employees. I had multiple trucks. We did our own excavation. And we did everything turnkey. Own electricians, plumbers, everything on staff. And then the recession hit and we had to get small. And I basically looked at it, there's got to be a better way to do things and start thinking about things new. And at the bottom of the recession, I had purchased and was actually growing into a new lot, and that lot was no longer going to be feasible to have a new model home center. And so I created this new website, Express Modular, to take advantage of the big sales center, and we morphed it into what ultimately became an internet sales company for modular construction. So it's really taken off. It took me about 4 or 5 years. I'm probably the most tested contractor in the country, me taking every test in every state to get licensed. And it grew today to where we have literally hundreds of thousands of people a month on our website. We have salespeople across the country. We supply modular homes not only to consumers, but we supply it to other builders. We supply modular homes to developers.
And I have to say, that was one of the reasons why we really wanted to talk to you, Kim. I kind of consider you the dynamo in digital marketing, especially for offsite construction. I have to give you kudos to Express Modular because it is a one-stop shop from land opportunity to designing your home to pulling a plan to finding a realtor. I mean, you have such a great resource for putting this opportunity out there. And I haven't seen anybody do it the way that you have done it. How many years did it take you to build this type of presence?
We officially rolled out Express Modular as a website in February of 2010. And we have been constantly growing it since that point. So it's evolved. I mean, sometimes you swing and you miss, and sometimes you swing and hit the ball out of the park. So it's been an evolutionary process.
So I want to tell this story to make sure you go check out our sister podcast, The Art of Construction. If you go back to show 82, you'll see where the SBL podcast was
originated, right?
Yeah.
That's where we created
and,
it.
And so if I'm hearing this right, this is where Unicorn, that go back and listen to that, the modular Unicorn Audrey meets Domino. Domino meets Unicorn. Here we are, episode 2,
right,
launching this baby.
Yeah.
So we have someone who's been at this for a while as I'm going to school on figuring out what offsite construction is all about, because I was totally jaded with the blinders off to where I spent a lot of years just saying, I'm going to stay in the wheelhouse I know of sticks and bricks, building on a job site, and supplying windows in my day-to-day life to those, until Audrey came in and told the story and challenged me to think, and I've been talking to other people. So you've been at this for a little while working on this modular. So tell us kind of you do speaking and different engagements. What are some of the questions that people ask you on a regular basis to help educate people about modular?
Well, I think the biggest thing the industry fights from the very beginning, and we always struggle to deal with it, is the M word, manufactured or mobile homes versus modular homes. And I think a very fundamental misunderstanding in the market, and when I say in the market, I don't just mean consumers, I mean professionals in this market, home inspectors, realtors, they don't understand the difference between modular, manufactured, and mobile homes. And so a lot of it is really just fundamentally making sure they understand mobile and manufactured homes are built to a different code. Actually, mobile homes don't exist any longer. Manufactured homes are the current term, and they're built to what's called the HUD code, which is a federal building code. It's a prescriptive building code. It's really meant for affordable housing, and that's great. It serves its purpose. But a modular home, modular isn't a type of home. It's a type of construction process.
Right, and I think really, that's the big key, right? It's offsite construction, right?
The fundamental thing that, you know, if I have to say anything, modular is not a type of home. It's a type of construction process. And it's because the home, a home built in modules is built to the same building code as a stick-built home. It's just built off-site and delivered to the site.
And that is the greater piece of this whole thing, because with Modular SureSite, my company, I'm a general contractor. I come in after the house arrives on site and I do all the site work to connect the home to the site, and I do the foundation and all those particular things. But coming from your perspective, Ken, and people that are like, wow, you know, I found this website and now I'm choosing a plan, like, that's interesting. And now it will arrive earlier, or it will be, you know, what is the process? How does it work when you decided that I'm going to do offsite construction? How does that process work?
Well, and we operate a little differently than most. So conventionally, the way it's done is most people are familiar with going out to a home sales center. They see a model alongside the road, and that's what they're used to, walking through a model, ordering a home, and having it delivered as a modular. We do it a little differently, and then it's all internet-based. But as you said earlier, we work very hard to have an expert staff, because we build homes everywhere in the country. We have experiences that nobody else experiences, because most builders build in a 50-mile radius of wherever their home office is, stay about that 1 hour, and they know their area, but they don't have insights based on what they've done somewhere else in the country. And So for us, once you get onto our site, you can pick a plan. And we have thousands of standard plans on our site because we work with about 30 factories across the country delivering, which gives us the ability to almost deliver it to any place in the country. But most people, I would say 70% of the time, we don't even build one of the house plans we have on our site. Somebody literally brings us a cocktail napkin drawing, a dining room table drawing. They fax it, email it to us. We draw it. We actually build it and deliver it. The other 30% of the time, they use one of our standard plans as a good start, and then they modify it. We rarely build a standard plan, and I think that's the one of the second points to make is when people do find out about Modular, then they think they can only build the plans they see, and we build anything.
Right, so it's like a custom home. I mean, really, that's what you're talking about. It's a custom home.
It's a truly custom home, and our next step was we just recently launched our relationship with a website called architecturaldesigns.com. And architecturaldesigns.com is where if you decide you want to build a home, you go, the first thing most people do is house plan first. And now customers can go out to Architectural Designs, and we created a certified modular-friendly rating system, and they have about 28,000 house plans. So we've evaluated those and identified about 6,500 house plans that we're going to say are modularizable. And what that means is because we do carry weight load different because it's in modules, that we can readily modularize that custom house plan. And it's been really interesting. I mean, even to a greater extent than I ever imagined, within weeks of launching that relationship, the conversations we're having with customers are calling us and saying, I never had a clue you could build a house that looked like this using modular construction. They didn't even know that. And so we're getting business simply because they're being exposed to modular for the first time. They've heard about it maybe, but they just didn't have an idea of what you could build with modular construction. We provide that to them.
So I want to make sure I go back to the beginning. That was so much great information that I am kind of making this diagram that probably makes sense to nobody but me. But I want to go back through and say, operate different than most. Are you manufacturing the houses yourself, or are you partnering with other manufacturers?
We are not a manufacturer. We are a builder. And that's a distinction. Is the modular housing industry typically is made up of independent factories. For lack of a better way to say, they operate as a component manufacturer. They're a roof truss manufacturer or a floor truss manufacturer. They provide components. They just provide bigger components than most to a more finished level.
Great analogy. So it's like taking the truss plan, but the truss plan is now doing the whole everything.
The roof, the walls, the floors, but they don't deal with the consumer. They want to deal through a known builder base that has the knowledge and capability to assemble that home correctly. And so that's what we've become. We've, in essence, most people look at us as a virtual factory. They give us the challenge. They give us the custom plan, and our job is to modularize it, build it, deliver it, and set it so they get their custom home the way they want it with little or no compromise using modular construction.
Awesome. And we're going to be going on a journey together as that I love reading and always seeing the evolution of the new stuff coming out there. And we're going to go down a journey of bring different components of an electrician, a title company, and different people in here that they may or may have not been involved in offsite construction, but it's just really that collaboration and learning and understanding from each other. I'm sitting here looking at your website, Express Modular, where you can say, find your modular home plan. You said you launched this in February of 2010. Amazon is in the news today about it's this brand new thing about how you can get a tiny house made on Amazon, like it's this brand new thing of clicking a few buttons of bedrooms and how that's done. But I heard you say 2010. Am I accurate with that?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for a while. It just hasn't been this mainstream conversation that Amazon doesn't make the diapers for my daughter, who's now 3 and glad to say she's not in diapers anymore. But for the first 2 years, we never bought a diaper. We just got on an Amazon plan and they showed up. That stuff is a lot easier to systemize on one diaper. But when you say a truss plan or somebody that makes the roof components that then the on-site builder puts those all together, now we're talking about saying the whole thing shows up. Is that a fair statement of kind of where we're looking at this whole thing?
Right. So people ask a lot of times, what level of finish is there? And we typically deliver the units I'm going to say between 75 to 85% complete. The modules come in with kitchen cabinets, with the windows, the doors, the countertops, the bathrooms, the tiled showers, high-end, nice finishes, flooring for the most part is complete. The only thing we do is where the modules are assembled, we call it either stitching it or mending, finishing, buttoning up the marriage wall where they come together, and putting on an exterior siding or completing that and connecting to local utilities. So it's a much faster process, because most people, even if we deal with a consumer who's decided they want to be their own contractor, and we feel that's a fit for them to do. I remember one time I had this housewife who literally had two kids, like a 3 and a 5 year old. Her husband I only met 3 times in the entire process. She literally built this house, carrying these two kids around. From the time we delivered it, she had it done in 4 weeks. She lived in a county.
Can you tell me her name and number? Because yes. I would love to get her on my subcontractor list, please.
I talk about her all the time because she was just amazing. She was determined, and she was going to get it done. And this was in a county in a location outside of a metropolitan area that was not an easy place to build. And she navigated the system, navigated the process, and was successful.
Well, it's great to hear. I mean, you can do offsite construction and actually know that you can actually be the general contractor on it if you so choose. Me being in the industry with Modular SureSite and being a general contractor, I don't always think that's the best opportunity just because it's so much more involved than people think it is. But again, it's nice to know that you can at least do it if you wanted to.
Right. It's an option. And most of our customers, there's always a general contractor involved. But some have the ability or the mindset to take it on, and she proved it.
So you said your company's involved in 41 states. Are you partnering with boots on the ground in some fashion when you're working with people that come to your website and then you filter them back out?
That's usually actually how it works, is we either have relationships with contractors in each of those areas, or if we don't already have an existing relationship, a lot of our customers will bring a contractor that maybe he's willing or wants to try to learn about modular construction, but they don't have the ability to do it yet. And so we end up training that local builder to use modular construction. And a lot of times that's how we form partnerships. I mean, I've had customers find future partners for us.
That's great.
And that's why I asked the question. That's a great answer, is that it's building that ecosystem and tribe and working and building that all together to say, you better figure out how to work smarter and not harder with technology, because it's changing and we better figure that out. Like if my day to day, I own a window and door company, but we're a supplier. We don't manufacture the windows. And a lot of these modular systems are dealing direct with a manufacturer. So you could get cut out if you're not working smarter, not harder. And I look at it and say, these pods could come in with the windows in there, but the big indoor, outdoor living lifestyle people are creating, maybe that section is just a big moving wall that I'm now working and collaborating with boots on the ground locally, but also globally through the Art of Construction and System Build Lifestyle to put all that stuff together. There's all kinds of new jobs and networks and platforms that are going to come out of this once this gets worked out. It's how do you fit in the new age of construction? Would you have anything to say about that, Ken, when you're meeting with all these people?
I think it's a great lead-in. It's one of the things that I think that over the years, people have looked at, local custom builders have looked at modular construction as the competition, almost as the enemy. But I think what they really need to, because they're all living with labor constraints. They can't find employees to work. They can't find quality employees to work. That actually, modular isn't the enemy. It's the next path in their evolution of becoming staying a custom builder. And so what we've actually done, and I'm involved, I'm the vice chair of the Building Systems Council within the NAHB, and I'm involved in lunch and learns and other opportunities. And we had a builder in Long Island, New York that was on the call. And after the call, they connected with the person managing the call. They got put back in touch with me. And he's a third generation builder, and he was being driven by his customers in that area, because most of the homes we build are mid to upper level homes. It's the educated consumer doing the research and saying, I would be crazy not to build my house using modular construction. So we're building multi-million dollar homes in Long Island, and he's in the Hamptons, and he had a customer building a 4,300 square foot multi-million dollar house specifying, I want you to use modular construction. So he got a relationship, not really knowing what he was doing, kind of felt out of control. And after the call, he really felt out of control. So he calls me, And at the end of the call, after about an hour of trying to help him and point him in the right direction to be successful, I think he realized I was giving him solutions to problems that he didn't even know he had yet. And it actually scared him. And so we came in as a consultant with him on that project, and he was very successful. But now he's actually buying houses through us instead of directly from a manufacturer, even though he knows we're the virtual manufacturer. The support that he gets from us, the capability that we give him for design, he found invaluable. And I think that we have a lot of builders that do that. We've become a supplier to other builders, to other developers, because we have an expertise, like I said, being national, the only national modular company, that we happily share that. I mean, I understand if you're a builder, we'll be your training wheels for three houses. And then after the end of three houses, you take the training wheels off and you succeed. I'm a supporter of this industry. I want to see modular succeed. So I'm happy to support builders. I take a leadership role in this industry. But hey, you might decide we're easy. We're a phone call. We get a house. We do the design. We do the work. And you get to do what you do. You can put in foundations, do site work, swing a hammer. You know, we will support you in the capacity you want to be supported at.
I love it. And that's why we're so honored to have you into Studio SBL here and kind of help us kick this thing off, is because I think our passions align. Like, we really see the problems of our industry of, you know, not enough trades and, you know, all these things that we're dealing day in, day out, that we better figure out a solution to lifestyles that people are struggling to come together, and all these different technologies and resources out there. But as we're building out this mental model that Amazon has changed the world we live in of building networks and platforms, you still have to have the financial matrix, whether they do one house or 10 house through use. So your company is set up with Express Modular. Is you're selling virtual plans, or what do I buy from Express Modular?
You actually are buying the modules. Our company is set up to help you with design, order, delivery, and set of a modular home.
Okay.
But what we can't do is the on-site set. The on-site completion or the on-site prep. So like Audrey's company is a great example of getting the on-site prep done so that the site is ready for us to arrive, place the modules, get them up, whether they're in and under roof. And then there's usually a general contractor there that does the final button up, that connects the local, you know, the mechanical, the electrical, the plumbing, and gets that done, weathered in, and finished.
So just a totally different critical path, but a much faster critical path.
You know, it's interesting because I look at your Express Modular website, and you say on there, modular is the modern solution, which I have to say is just, it kind of encompasses this whole lifestyle brand. The one thing that I think is really phenomenal about what you're moving towards now is you're moving towards talking with seniors and disability care, and you're developing this new, you know, section of the business and educating people that they can also move towards having these types of homes. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that direction of your company?
Mm-hmm. It's actually, what we've been talking about so far is general contractors doing new home construction, custom home construction. We actually have another website called betterlivingexpress.com. And what that is focused on is seniors or disability. So there's a whole market out there that I'm part of that. I mean, I have a child that's still at home a little bit, but I have parents that I'm taking care of or supporting. And everybody I talk to has a parent that's either struggles to walk, struggles to support themselves, or they might have to move in with their adult child as they age because they don't want to go to a home. And so I don't just support new home contractors or custom builders. I actually support remodelers, as we have that product at Better Living Express that we do modular additions and modular cottages. So if you're allowed to do a cottage in your backyard, an ADU, or you could do an addition, if mom falls and breaks her hip, she's coming out of rehab in 8 weeks, and you need a place to put her, she can't go back to her two-story home, and you have a two-story home. The typical thing is that I lived through in the past is, you know, my grandmother spent her final days in making a bedroom out of her dining room and had a bathroom that she couldn't use on her two-story home. And I think so many people are faced with that today, that if we can do a first floor addition with a modular addition, so it's quick to deliver, instead of taking 4, 6, or 8 months to get an addition put on, we can actually deliver it in weeks. It goes up and is completed in 2 weeks. So there's the opportunity that when mom comes out of rehab, she doesn't have to go to a home. She can come back to her own home or that of a family member. She's going to be happier. The family's happier. It just serves everybody better.
I love that idea. I have to say it is an ever-growing population, right? People are living longer. They want to have accessibility. They want to live their life. They want to have that ability to have activity. So it is great to see that there is an option that can be an option where, when you were talking about an ADU, which is an additional dwelling unit, the only thing that we also have to be aware of is that you do still have to pull permits. You also have to make sure that the zoning is correct. So there are those different things. But with this website, I'm sure that you probably indicate it. One of the great things, what you do on Modular, Express Modular, and I'm sure Better Living Express, is you've got phenomenal content and documentation to basically educate people about the process. So to that, I think it's really great to actually have people go to your website and really search those, you know, search the information, look for the resources, because you've done a great job of at least expressing to people to let them know that it's available.
Mm-hmm. I love looking at your websites to kind of go on a tangent here of knowing your audience. I love how you put the font size if you're catering to that, to where the larger.
Yes.
That is just genius.
Yes, so cute.
And the tag word of prefabricated suites and cottages. When the need is urgent, you need a fast solution. So you're finding these segments, find the pain and fix it. Talk about a guy that's figuring that out.
I told you, he's my digital guru. It's amazing.
I love that font side is really cool, because it's always like, yeah, well, just wait till you need glasses, sunny boy Devin, you know?
Exactly.
And so that's why we really just wanted to have you kind of be a leader of our tribe, Ken, and we're kind of putting that calling out there as the System Build Lifestyle wants to be the voice for talking and educating. When you put a graph out there, it's hard to put just a couple words, and the more I talk about this of taking off-site versus on-site construction, which is really probably the two words that really are the easiest to express it, if you will, but when you talk manufacturing and HUD, that is more that affordable or mobile, in a quote, that we think of mobile home parks. There's all these false connotations of all these different words that really can mean a lot of different things when you say the word modular. And we have to look at this differently and say, custom home builders say, well, I don't want to compete modular. When you say modular is the new modern solution, that really resonates with me and helps me understand to be a student of you and help us be a voice. So we'd love to have you continue to be involved with what we're doing here and all your speaking and all this knowledge that you brought, and be another voice to help educate the industry, because I really think that has been the baseline or the platform that you've built off of. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I mean, I'm happy to continue. I do support the industry, and any avenue I have, I want to keep doing it.
So we'll make sure to have all of his stuff on the show notes. And you said you're at a conference today. What is the conference you're at right now?
I'm at the HAVE conference in Los Angeles. It's a housing innovations conference. There's opportunities around every corner, and I never want to stop learning.
So I'm going to hit you with a few things in closing here today. So you're at a housing innovation conference. Tell us the best takeaway from the conference so far.
There are a lot of site builders here, and it's I don't know if it's a good takeaway. I see a lot of the site builders are still in that transition phase, that they haven't figured out how to move to off-site construction yet. And it's so many of them see they know they have to do it. They know in their heart they have to do it, but they just change his heart. And I just see that they're all grappling with how do they make the change in their business. But they see it. They know they've got to get there. It's just hard.
And that's where I see it, why I said I got to add this podcast, because there really isn't something out there for this. And I said, we want to be the voice for that, to help get over the fear. We're all fear, and a lot of people don't like change. I love change, but I was fearful of this unknown, thinking it wasn't as good as a high-end custom home has to be done on site. That was really just my mindset before I really started educating myself. So now I want to be a student and a voice that hopefully comes out to be something that's really valuable for the change that has to get figured out here. So thanks for that information on the conference. If you go over to the AOC, you'll hear we were the podcast for the Glass Build Conference, and we did we did all these interviews, but then went out into the floor, and it was great to tie all that stuff together. So we're doing a lot of things with audio to not have these just conferences, but we want to be part of the conference and take some of those golden nuggets and hit us again, because there's so many moving parts, and we're moving so many different places, but it's a source to regurgitate, if you will, in certain applications. So if on the stepping up of you from 2010 launching your website, if there's the one thing for us with the System Build Revolution that we're putting out there to be the voice, what's the one thing or closing comments to give us to help us grow our business from the SBL side of things and for people that are looking into modular?
I would say just become a voice. I mean, use the digital marketing, as Audrey says, use the digital marketing world, and people want the information. It's just leveraging the social media side and publish content, good content, blogs and articles, and you know, to associate along with what you're doing as the podcast.
And make sure that you search Ken Semler, because you'll see a lot of things on LinkedIn. You'll see things on Facebook. You'll see things on his website. Look for the build process that actually outlines step by step about how this really works. Really inform yourself. You know, being that you are on the board of directors for the Modular Home Builders Association, right there, you are such a great resource, Ken. So we can't thank you enough for giving us your time today, especially how busy you are in all the speaking engagements that you do. And we look forward to growing this relationship with you. And we are your biggest cheerleaders. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Go get them, guys.
I'm so jazzed. I'm in, man. This is what it's all about. This guy is turning. I mean, I thought the modular unicorn had me going. Now I see where you got it from.
I know. Isn't he great?
I mean, this guy is going to be so fun to be a partner with, because he gets it.
Totally. And his connections and the associations and all of his speaking engagement has really brought about this whole new industry and moving at such a fast pace. So it's going to be exciting.
And the best ideas are stolen. You go back to where he talked about how he had to get creative in the last recession, and then he got creative, and now look where he's at. Now we're the voice to help him be that in the podcast world. So man, Audrey, I am so thankful of you putting this together and how hard you've worked. I mean, because you've worked your tail off on Modular SureSite. Now you got this voice to help put it together, right?
Oh, I am simply so excited and happy and proud that I was able to be on The Art of Construction, because that really is the mastermind behind building this and getting into SBL. So thank you, Devin.
Awesome. Can't wait to tell a bunch of stories. And Ken, thanks for being a leader of the tribe.